This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Praise be to Allah. To Him belongs all praise. We praise Him, seek His forgiveness, guidance, His mercy. We seek refuge and protection in Allah from all the bad that's inside us. As we seek His protection and refuge from the evil of our bad deeds. One who is then guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God. And He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His slave and messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, it seems as though you drew the short straw and you got me for the khutbah. I'm afraid the better khatibs were at 7:30 and the other one's going to be at 11 o'clock, but you'll have to put up with me. Anyway, that's another story. It's a lucky bag, isn't it? What do you expect? This is a day, brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ So all of you, you complete the fasting period, the month, blessed month of Ramadan. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ And now mention the greatness of Allah, for He has guided you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is no God but Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And to Him belongs all praise. So that's what we do. And we begin our day, as the Quran tells us. For He has guided us. We're mentioning Allah's greatness. Guided us. Allah SWT made us Muslim. Allah SWT showed us Islam, give us Iman. Because only in that have we any future, have we not, brothers and sisters? Otherwise, there's endless suffering in the life to come. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا But for the believers, in contrast, those giving preference to this life for the believers, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى That the life to come is better and everlasting. And that's what we want. So in order to gain that, this is the way. Siratul Mustaqim in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah blessed us with that. Yeah. So glory be to Allah. Allah is the greatest, we mentioned that. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So this is a day of gratitude, is it not, brothers and sisters? This day of Eid is a day of gratitude, of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us, of thanking Allah for sending us Ramadan, of thanking Allah for making us Muslims and giving us the ability to fast the month of Ramadan and to stand in Qiyam in Ramadan and thanking Allah for giving us the ability to recite and understand and reflect on the Quran. And by the way, when I say fasting, that includes those who are ill or on a journey, those who are not able to fast and they pay the fidya or they're making up later. They are included amongst the sa'imeen, brothers and sisters. So let them not lose heart. Let them not lose heart, whether they're elderly or whether they're ill, they're included. They're included as though they had fasted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that from us. So this is a day, this is that day of gratitude. This is a day of mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a day of happiness and rejoice. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل الذي رواه مسلم أحمد ومسلم والنسائي وفيه As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned in hadith which is long, mentioned by those various Muslim etc., In it, he says, وَلِلصَّائِمْ فَرْحَتَانْ يَفْرَحَهُمَا. For the fasting person are two times of happiness and rejoicing. يَفْرَحَهُمَا إِذَا أَفْطَرَ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهِ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. Subhanallah. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. This is Bushra. Yeah, glad tidings for us. Prophet ﷺ said two times of happiness. When the person who is fasting break their fast, they rejoice and are happy. And that includes the iftar that we do every day. But it also includes Eid al-Fitr. The day of breaking the fast means stopping from the fasting of Ramadan. Yeah, happiness. Happiness which is physical, because when you get nourishment at the end of the day and on Eid al-Fitr, we feel happy. Nobody can say they don't feel happy. This is ni'mah from Allah. Ni'mah from Allah. So it's a physical happiness, a spiritual happiness more than anything, brothers and sisters. Our Eid is not just about material. It is not just about food and drink. It is primarily about here, what we feel, an elevation in the iman. Yeah. So the happiness, it is from that Allah gave us Ramadan, and now we have Eid, a day of qualifying, a day of celebrating, a day of rejoicing and happiness that we went through that. That we went through that. So, and the second happiness for the fasting person is when he or she meets his Lord. Subhanallah. Glory be to you, Ya Allah. Then he or she will be happy, happy with the fact that they had fasted. Because there is so much great reward, endless reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in the same hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards from himself for the fasting. So it's a day of, no doubt, of happiness and rejoicing. It is the day of dua. It is the day also of dua. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الذي رواه مسلم والترمذي قال ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم. Three people, their du'as are never rejected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Who are they? Al-Imam al-Adil, the ruler who is just. Wal-Mazloom, and those who are oppressed. And the third, As-Sa'im hina yuftar, the fasting person until they break their fast. So that includes breaking the fast every day in Ramadan, brothers and sisters. But it also includes when we stop now. This is the day of Fitr. Hina yuftir. This is the day of dua. Dua for acceptance. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will not be rejected. So make lots of dua, brothers and sisters, on this day as we celebrate. Don't forget. Don't forget. You know, in the end, brothers and sisters, let us go back to what was the maqsad, the real purpose of the fast of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It was to develop this taqwa. And in the middle of the ayat of the fasting of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very significant ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word is significant, every letter is significant of the Quran, is it not, brothers and sisters? Because it's kalamullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرُشُدُونَ. If my slaves ask about me, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses my slaves, it is a term of endearment. Ya Allah, accept us as your slaves, Ya Allah. We beseech you, accept us, all of us who are gathered as your slaves, Ya Allah. When my slaves ask about me, then surely I am really near. I answer the call of the one who is calling me. Are we calling him? The day of dua. This is that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan and fasting is for qurb, is to grow close to our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa inni qareeb. I answer the call of the one who is calling. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُولِي. So let them all, us all, in turn answer my call, Allah's call. Yeah, وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and really, surely believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So perhaps they may be guided. Guided. So closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the objective. Yeah. Our closeness in the fasting of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our sujood growing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope and pray that we got some resemblance of that closeness. Are we feeling it in our hearts today? I pray and hope, brothers and sisters. We need to feel that closeness to our Creator. Because that was the purpose, the primary purpose of this fasting. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ is something very significant in that. The objective initially is to grow close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may be guided rightly. The end isn't just this superficial closeness to Allah. It is how that is going to reflect in our behavior in the end. It is to mold the character. It is to change our behavior to make ourselves better. If we came out baked out of after Ramadan at the end, yeah, very similar to when we went in, we need to really ask ourselves, all of us, what was the purpose of all that? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ indicates that. It is about reformation of us. Because it will be the deeds that will be weighed up on the day, besides the deeds of fasting, is did we behave according to our fast, or did we do this, have conflict? There was a fast, and there was our wretched behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, which is reported by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih, and this is hadith Qudsi, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah the Almighty says, "Man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb." Whoever is an enemy to a friend of mine, Allah saying that, I have declared war on that person. I have declared war. If the war is not sensed in this world, it'll come very quickly and swiftly as soon as a person dies. Don't be fooled of what we see in the world. Hence the day of judgment, is it not, brothers and sisters, to bring justice to the calamities and the zulm and the wrongdoing that's going on. فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That for us to reflect on is not to think I am the awliya and the wali of Allah. Yeah, Allah has declared war on my enemies. It's for us to realize that I mustn't harm any other person. That's what we need to reflect on from that. Yeah. I mustn't harm other people. فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the hadith, my slave doesn't grow near to me with anything more loved than that which I have made fard on him or her. So the fard comes first. Yeah? No point going, leaving five daily salahs and therefore doing even taraweeh prayer. Because taraweeh is in the nawafil, it hasn't been mentioned yet in this hadith. What I've made obligatory for him or her is the way to grow close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah to love us. Yeah? And the other misunderstanding, people think fard means just fard prayer. Faraid here includes ibadat, which are fard. But it includes our behavior towards our parents, towards our neighbors, parking, harming people. It includes how we are with others. And the fard includes staying away from backbiting, harming people. It is fard to stay away from those evils as well. So the way of growing close, and that's what I was saying, in the end, the closeness of Allah has consequences. And the consequences are this. My servants, yeah, don't grow near to me with something that I love more than what I've made obligatory on them. وَلَا يَزَالْ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my servant continues to grow near to me. Yeah, with extra deeds, بِالنَّوَافِلِ. Yeah, that sunnah, nawafil, all extra that we do, brings us even more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, until I love him or her, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولن استعاذني لأعيذن. So the hadith carries on. Allah says, when I love my slave, him or her, then I become the hearing with which he or she hears. Then I become the sight with which he or she sees. This is Allah guiding their slave, his slave. Yeah. It's about behavior, isn't it? The ears, about behavior, what you listen to. Eyes, about behavior, what you look at. Yeah. Then I become the hand with which he holds or strikes. Then I become the foot with which he walks, whether he or she walks towards good or towards evil. So if Allah is becoming that, then Allah is guiding this slave who's become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consequences of closeness to Allah is effect on behavior. And surely if he or she asks me for anything, wala in sa'alani, I will definitely grant him or her it. Allah saying his promise. And if he or she asks for refuge in me and my protection, I will surely grant it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those and make us of those who strive towards those that he loves. Because if Allah loves us, we have nothing to fear about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. And finally, finish with a couple of things. Brothers and sisters, COVID hasn't disappeared. So I urge you to celebrate Eid with the COVID rules in place. Yeah, I know people become emotional and we want daily to cuddle and embrace each other. If any day, this is the day. But please resist and follow the rules and the guidance, because we don't want to be seen as a community because of Eid that we've actually spread the virus again. And you know, there's a lot of Islamophobia in society nowadays, so don't give them more opportunity. Yeah, there was enough said about Christmas. We don't want to be said about Eid that the Muslims, yeah, they spread the Indian variant that's arrived on our shores now. May Allah protect us from that. Allahumma ameen. Finally, do not forget, as we make our du'as, our brothers and sisters, the du'a hadith I mentioned on purpose, the three people whose du'as is not rejected, and one of them was the mazloom. And in another hadith, the oppressed, the mazloom, yeah, there is no barrier between them and their du'a to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It goes swiftly straight to Him. But don't be fooled by what you see. Because when you see believers being slaughtered, they are being taken as shuhada, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray that they are going as shuhada. Yeah? Because just because it doesn't come immediately, then you can't see visible judgment. Don't think that Allah is not aware and seeing everything and the judgment will not come. It will come. Remember, we believe in the world to come as well. Yeah. Which is everlasting. So remember our brothers and sisters who are oppressed in Palestine. In Palestine. From the wretched oppressors. Nothing to do with religion. Wretched oppressors. Land occupiers. Yeah. Or whether it's in Kashmir, or whether it is in China, or whether it is in Burma, or anywhere in the world, wherever, not just Muslims, wherever people are being wronged or oppressed, we stand with them, do we not, brothers and sisters? And they are in our du'as. Yeah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them relief. That's the least that we can do. Barakallahu feekum. Eidun sa'idun. وكل عام وانتم بخير تقبل الله منا ومنكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته